back to the Jerry Bader Program. The phone number 888-455-1360. Okay, so the 2016 presidential election is annoyingly going to be firing up relatively soon. And, you know, there's some interesting dynamics here. I personally believe that the Republican Party better get their act together and stop the infighting with conservatives. You know what I'm talking about, the Tea Party, et cetera. Otherwise, we're going to shoot ourselves in the foot. GOP is not going to win. Conservatism is not going to win. It's going to be infighting. And while we fight amongst ourselves, liberals are going to say, hey, let's put in some more people into office. I believe the time is ripe for conservatism, and the GOP, I think, needs to understand that. Anyway, on the flip side of that coin, yes, the aforementioned Uncle Joe, Joe Biden, I'm sure he wants to run for president. He feels that he's qualified. No. Qualified as far as experience, perhaps. Smart enough to do the gig? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Don't like his policies. And I don't like his lack of ability to lead without putting his foot in his mouth. So who might be the shining star for the Democrats? Well, recent headlines are saying maybe California Governor Jerry Brown wants to be a part of that party. Others are saying, including my co-host over here for my morning show, Tom, is saying that Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren, might be the one to lead the Democrats in their battle cry. Speaking of her, I'm going to use a recent interview or a recent article about her to exemplify what I see is wrong with the campaigning as a whole very quickly. And that's how we're going to end today. She tried to slip into a restaurant quietly while she was there doing a speaking engagement. And apparently some people saw her, started making a big deal about it. Hey, you should run for president. They were chanting, et cetera, et cetera. So she's recognizable. She's got fans. She's got support. The next morning, she was going to give a speech, and part of the rhetoric was about how capitalism isn't fair. She said, the game is rigged, and it isn't right. And, of course, that got cheers from the audience. Yeah, capitalism, boo, and, you know, it's unfair. The 1% control all the money. You know what I'm talking about, the yellings of the uninformed. And that's all she said about her plan for economic change. All she said was the game is rigged and it isn't right, and people swooned. The crowd loved it, and they went on. So I ask you, if any candidate, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, whatever, any candidate comes out and goes, it's not right, we have to do something about it, yay! Does that give you any specifics? Does that actually tell you what the plan is? Does that tell us anything at all? No. It is just an emotional hot button. It is them seeing in us the disillusionment, the frustration, the aggravation of being out of work, or they have more than I have and I don't like it, and they take that button and they push it, push it, push it, push it, push it, push it, until we are in a frenzy. And then we vote. And the information that we have used is either because, oh, he looks so good in that suit, or, oh, he's just so handsome, or she is just so vibrant of a speaker. Look at her. She's awesome. And yet, the context, the meat of what they're talking about, we don't have a clue, not a frickin' clue. So here's the challenge that I put forth to candidates that are going to be running for president on both sides. If you come out and you say, yeah, this the economy is bad, specifically, tell me what you think is bad. Gas prices too high? I'm going to be agreeing with you. Prices as a whole too high? Yes, 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 yes. Inflation too high? Well, some will say, oh, inflation's been keeping it. Really, inflation is nuts. overvaluation of stocks. It's a be specific. Tell me what is wrong. And then, I know this is going to be a shocker, but you and I are smart enough to understand when somebody starts talking for them to be specific about how they're going to fix it. How are they going to fix it? Give me specifics. Warren, Clinton, any of the number of the others, Jerry Brown, Joe Biden, any of these others that are on the left that decide that they want to run for president, I want to hear more than hope and change. I need some specifics. Because to be honest with you, how can I, as a conservative, how can I have a discussion with them or even about them if I don't know what they stand for and how they're going to do it? And listen, this is not just at the left. This is exactly to the right as well. The left in politics has done an amazing job of communicating to the hearts of the voter, touching on very important issues. Look what happened with the Hobby Lobby issue. The left spun this issue and had many people believing that Hobby Lobby was refusing to allow any of their employees to have access to any birth control. So the hot button of birth control, the hot button of it's a woman's body and she can do with it as she wants, that hot button, they just pushed that button in the heart. Push it, push it, push it. And there wasn't one piece of accurate information in all of the rhetoric. It was just, they don't give it, they're not going to pay for birth control. Push it, push it, push it. No facts. And what do you know? When it came out and Hobby Lobby said, well, look, wait a minute. We're paying, this. The plan that we've put forth is paying for a lot of birth control options. We're just not going to pay for these options that destroy a fetus at after conception. Prevent conception? Hey, okay. Kill the fetus after conception? Nope. I know it's not a fetus. I know biologists are sitting there going, you're using the wrong term. You know what I'm talking about, though, right? Okay. Forgive me. I want specifics. I want to know what is it you see that is wrong, and I want to know what they see as the solution, and I want it to be explained. I can't tell you how frustrating it is when you see voters go in and vote, and then when asked, well, so what was the, you know, what was the policy? What was the platform? What was it you voted for? I don't know. Kills me. Kills me. And that's another reason why right now, look inside your heart. What is it that drives you? These are very important times that we live in. Very interesting and important times that we live in. What is it that's inside you? What is it that drives you? What is it that is important to you? You get out and try. Make a difference. You never know. You may have a huge impact on your world around you and then the nation as a whole. Who knows? Thank you very much for letting me be here today. I'm going to step aside. Mr. Rush Limbaugh's program is going to come up next. Have a great rest of your Monday. Do the best that you can, and I'll talk to you tomorrow as I sit in for Jerry Bader the rest of this week. Take care, everybody.
The Jerry Bader Show.